Welcome to episode number 31 of the Electrical Estimator Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we're going to talk about one of the most important topics in electrical estimating: risk. Every estimator faces it, every company lives with it, and yet many people still underestimate how powerful risk management can be when it comes to protecting profit, schedules, and reputation. In simple terms, risk is uncertainty. It's the difference between what you expect to happen and what actually happens. When you're building an estimate, you're looking into the future. You're predicting what labor will cost, what materials will cost, how long it will take to get the work done, and what obstacles might appear along the way. If you think about it, estimating is really a balancing act between confidence and uncertainty. Managing that uncertainty, reducing the unknowns, is what separates a good estimator from a great one. Let's start with the truth that most of us learn the hard way. Every project carries risk. You can't avoid it completely. You can only identify it, measure it, and plan for it. Risk shows up in many forms: unclear drawings, incomplete specifications, aggressive schedules, material price swings, labor shortages, or design changes that arrive halfway through construction. The more complex the project, the more opportunities there are for risk to hide in the details. The first step in managing risk is identifying it. That begins with reading the drawings and specifications carefully. I mean really reading them, not just flipping through the pages, looking for the major equipment. Risk hides in the small notes, in the cross-references between divisions, in the by others comments that seem harmless until you realize the others never existed. For example, I once reviewed a project that included parking lot lighting but didn't specify who was responsible for trenching and backfilling. Half the bidders assumed the general contractor would handle it. The other half included it in their scope. That one missing line in the specifications created a six-figure swing in the bids. The estimator who spotted that risk early was able to clarify it before bid day and protect their company. Another type of risk comes from incomplete information. Architects and engineers sometimes release drawings before they're fully coordinated, especially when projects are fast-tracked. You might see empty panel schedules, missing fixture types, or vague load information. When you see those red flags, that's risk. A good estimator doesn't just ignore them, they ask questions. They send RFIs, they qualify their bids, and they make sure the client understands what's included and what's not. Clarity is your best friend when managing risk. Material pricing is another big source of uncertainty. Copper, steel, aluminum, and lighting fixtures all fluctuate with the market. If you've been in this business long enough, you've seen prices double almost overnight. Estimators can manage this risk by getting current quotes, confirming how long those quotes are valid, and noting in the proposal that prices are based on current market conditions. Some contractors even include escalation clauses to cover major price increases. You can't control the global economy, but you can protect your company by making sure the risks are clearly stated. Labor is another area where risk can sneak in. Estimators often rely on labor units from manuals or past projects, but those numbers assume average conditions. Every project has its own challenges. A downtown high-rise will have slower productivity than a suburban warehouse. Working at night will be slower than working during the day. Renovations in occupied spaces will always take longer than new construction. Managing labor risk means looking beyond the drawings and picturing the actual conditions your crew will face. If access is limited, if other trades will be crowding the space, or if the schedule is compressed, you must adjust your labor hours. If you don't, the field will spend months trying to make up for your optimistic estimate. Change orders are another major risk area. Some estimators think of them as opportunities for profit, but in truth, they're often warning signs. Change orders are usually caused by design changes, scope gaps, or unforeseen conditions. The best way to manage change order risk is to reduce it before it happens. That means clearly defining your scope, documenting your exclusions, and communicating early when something doesn't match the plans. A change order that's identified early can be priced fairly. A change order that shows up after the work is done turns into an argument. Schedule risk is another common challenge. Tight schedules can force overtime, create conflicts between trades, and strain productivity. Estimators must always look at the project timeline and ask whether it's realistic. If you know a job will require overtime or double shifts to meet the deadline, you must include it in your price. Some estimators hesitate to do this because they think it will make their bid too high. But losing money on labor is far worse than losing a bid. Clients respect honesty when it's backed up with facts. Design changes during construction are another type of risk that's easy to underestimate. Many projects are bid with drawings that are only 70 or 80% complete. By the time construction starts, revisions roll in, and suddenly the project you priced looks very different. Managing this risk means being proactive during estimating. Include notes in your proposal that clarify the level of design completion and explain that your price is based on the documents received. If the design changes later, you have a record to support your position. Subcontractor and vendor reliability also play into risk management. You can have the best estimate in the world, but if your lighting supplier misses a delivery or your underground subcontractor walks off the job, your numbers won't save you. Choose vendors and subcontractors you trust. When possible, get written quotes and confirm their scope matches your assumptions. In other words, make sure the people you depend on are dependable. Now let's talk about documentation, the estimator's safety net. Every decision you make during the estimating process should be documented. If you made an assumption, write it down. If you received a verbal quote, confirm it in writing. If you excluded something from your scope, make sure it's stated in the proposal. When problems arise later, that documentation can protect you. I've been in meetings where a client swore a certain item was included, but when we pulled out the estimate notes and showed the written exclusion, the issue was resolved immediately. Good documentation doesn't just help you remember. It helps you defend your work. Risk also comes from human factors, rushing, multitasking, or skipping steps. Estimating is high-pressure work. Deadlines are short and projects are complex, but cutting corners is a trap. I've seen estimators forget to include entire systems because they were in a hurry. The best way to manage this type of risk is through process and discipline. Use checklists, review your work, and have someone else double-check the estimate before it goes out. A fresh set of eyes can catch mistakes that you missed after staring at drawings for days. Let's not forget about the importance of experience. The more projects you estimate, and the more post-job reviews you do, the better you become at recognizing risk. When a project finishes, take time to compare your estimate to the actual costs. Where were you accurate? And where did you fall short? Did labor take longer? Did material prices increase? Did coordination with other trades slow progress? Every lesson learned reduces risk on the next job. I'll give you an example. Early in my career, I estimated a distribution center and priced the lighting installation at standard labor units. The ceiling was 35 feet high, but I assumed lifts would keep productivity normal. I was wrong. The lifts slowed down movement, and the crew spent extra time setting up and repositioning. The project lost money on lighting alone. After that, I started adjusting my labor for any work more than 20 feet off the ground. That single lesson has saved me, and others I've trained, hundreds of hours over the years. Financial risk is another element of estimating that's often overlooked. Even if you price the job perfectly, the company can still be hurt if the client doesn't pay on time or if the contract terms are unfair. Estimators should always review the proposed contract or at least flag it for management. Payment terms, retainage, and liquidated damages all affect risk. A job that looks profitable on paper can become a nightmare if the contract requires 90-day payments or punishes you for delays caused by others. Understanding those terms early helps your company make better decisions. Insurance and bonding requirements also add to the risk picture. Some projects require coverage far beyond normal levels, and that extra cost must be included in the estimate. Others require bid bonds or performance bonds that tie up your company's financial resources. An estimator who reviews these requirements carefully helps protect the company from unpleasant surprises after the bid is awarded. Managing risk also means knowing when to say no. Not every project is worth bidding. If the drawings are unclear, the schedule is unrealistic, or the client has a reputation for slow payments, sometimes the best decision is to pass. Chasing every opportunity without evaluating the risk is like gambling. The smart estimator plays the long game, choosing projects that fit the company's strengths and avoiding those that could lead to losses. As we bring this conversation to a close, here's the bottom line. Managing risk in electrical estimating is not about being afraid. It's about being prepared. Every project carries risk, but when you identify it, measure it, and plan for it, you turn uncertainty into control. You protect your company, your crews, and your reputation. Estimators who manage risk effectively are not just number crunchers. They are strategists. They are the people who see the big picture, anticipate problems, and make sure the company can deliver on its promises. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. In estimating, profit is made or lost long before the first conduit is installed. Managing risk is how you keep the odds in your favor.